This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. On a visit to Asia, U.S. President Joe Biden has made headlines with a forceful statement in defense of Taiwan. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Asked if the U.S. military would intervene if China invaded Taiwan, which it considers a rogue province, the president said yes.
That's the commitment we made.
Though the U.S. no longer has a mutual defense treaty with Taiwan and has traditionally avoided making such an explicit guarantee, the president says the burden to protect Taiwan is now even stronger after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. His statement angered Beijing. At the Pentagon,
our policy has not changed.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin noted it is U.S. policy to ensure Taiwan has what it needs to defend itself. He wouldn't go further, and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley would not bite when asked to lay out the potential military risks of defending Taiwan.
Yeah, I actually won't do that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Tokyo Monday, U.S. President Biden also announced the launch of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, which includes a dozen Indo-Pacific countries and is designed to provide a counterweight against Chinese economic clout in the region. Biden was joined at the launch in person by Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Leaders from other nations joined virtually. The framework is seen as a key step in the U.S. effort to re-engage Indo-Pacific nations on trade more than 5 years after the United States withdrew from a regional trade pact. And you can keep up on President Biden's trip to East Asia and all the other news we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Ukrainian court has sentenced a 21-year-old Russian soldier to life in prison for killing a Ukrainian civilian. The sentence came Monday in the first war crimes trial since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin was accused of shooting a Ukrainian civilian in the head in a village in the northeast Sumy region in the early days of the war. He pleaded guilty and testified that he shot the man after being ordered to do so. He told the court that an officer insisted that the Ukrainian man, who was speaking on his cell phone, could pinpoint their location to the Ukrainian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday that 87 people were killed in a Russian airstrike on the village of Desna last week. That's 10 times higher than the number originally reported. And the World Food Program chief is pressing billionaires to step up to prevent a world food crisis. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
David Beasley is telling billionaires to prove their worth as the global threat of food insecurity rises with Russia's war in Ukraine, adding he's seeing encouraging signs from some of the world's richest people, like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Musk, the world's richest man, has donated about 5 million shares of company stock worth roughly $5.7 billion to an unidentified charity in November. Beasley adds, the world's in real serious trouble. This is not rhetoric. Step up now, because the world needs you. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy are warning of burnout among the nation's health care staff after more than 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, including the potential for severe worker shortages in the years ahead if the situation is not addressed. Harris and Murthy on Monday visited the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. to meet with health care providers and deliver their remarks. Murthy unveiled a report that projects a shortage of 3 million essential health workers over the next 5 years. It said there could be a shortage of nearly 140,000 doctors by 2033. And United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, arrived in China Monday in a six-day visit expected to be dominated by allegations of human rights abuses in the country's northwest Xinjiang region. The UN has accused China of detaining a million Muslim ethnic Uyghurs in Xinjiang and subjecting them to abuses. China denies it has mistreated Uyghurs. And our top story this hour, President Biden's in Asia, where he's made headlines with a forceful statement in defense of Taiwan. Marissa Melton, VOA News.